Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here, and this is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors and whatever is of interest to you today. We're running the show all by ourselves today. No guests, just you and I, and or you and me. And we'll make it through the next 2 hours together, and then off to Westminster today to conduct our annual fundraiser for the Maryland Hunting Coalition. We're sold out. We've got over 300 people showing up, and it's going to be a great time. It's going to be a good time. We set the room yesterday with the live auction and the silent auction and the, you know, the general raffle. We call them bucket raffles, and we've got games up there, you know, stretch raffle tickets with, you know, you pay a little bit of money and you get a series of tickets and you put it in the bucket for whatever you'd like to win. We've got firearms. We've got shotguns and rifles and turkey guns and deer guns. And we have got crossbows and bows and trips, two African safaris, a dove hunt for four. And I'll let you in on a couple little things we're going to announce today as we go on here, and something that you can participate in as well, even from the comfort of your own home. So it's going to be a great time in Westminster. A couple of hundred of folks who are enthusiastic about hunting and what the Maryland Hunting Coalition does. And, you know, people wonder, what does the Maryland Hunting Coalition does? Well, the Maryland Hunting Coalition is an organization that focuses on Annapolis. That's our happy hunting grounds. We, year-round, on a year-round basis, we monitor things that are important to hunters. And if it requires crafting legislation to change something in the world of hunting, something that affects our lifestyle, our heritage, or you know, threatens hunting, well, we defend it, or we craft legislation to advance, to enhance our privileges to hunt. That's our focus, is hunting. You know, you all hunt wherever you want to hunt. You all hunt out there on the shore. You hunt on Western Maryland. You hunt Central Maryland. You hunt on the Upper Shore. You hunt wherever you hunt. Our, like I said, happy hunting grounds is Annapolis, between the State House and the TAWS office building where DNR headquarters is located. That's our happy hunting grounds. So a lot goes on there, and a lot of mischief goes on there, you know, in the 90 days of session. And, you know, we keep our eye on everything. So let's see. What? Hello?
Hello, how are you this morning?
I'm good, how are you?
Okay. The deal went up in smoke. But you know what? It could turn out to be a viable investment for you. You could make a honey garage out of it.
Hey, Jerry?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. We can't keep doing this.
No, I told you, it's up in smoke. The deal went up in smoke.
Jerry, listen. Jerry.
Yes, sir.
Listen to me, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Okay. This is a public radio show.
Yeah, I know that, sir.
Okay. You take care of your real estate dealings, or lack thereof, with the principals involved. And I appreciate the call. Thank you. I'm not going to do that. We ran an advertisement in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly for a piece of property in Florida. And that caller, whatever he calls himself, Gary or Jerry or Dave, or reached out to me to get in touch with the people involved in the property. And it's become an event here on the Outdoorsman Radio Show. And it's not going to be, and I'm not going to let it continue to be an event. So that's what happened. Now, could somebody call us about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors? We'll be more than glad to discuss that with you. Anyway, I was back to the Maryland Hunting Coalition. This is our only major fundraiser of the year for the coalition. And this fuels what we do in Annapolis for a year. You know, we have some other raffles and things like this, but this is the major one. And we are just looking forward to having this great day and talking to the folks who understand what we do in Annapolis, who understand that that's where things get done in Maryland, is Annapolis. That's our, you know, that's where we operate. So we are the only organization that is an advocacy group for just hunters here in Maryland. And what that means is that we are allowed to have a lobbyist in Annapolis. We are allowed to make political contributions. We are not allowed to endorse a particular candidate or a party. We are not allowed to take a stand, you know, either way. We just do what we do. So what we do is we make sure we're engaged in the process. Our advocate, our lobbyist, is there on a regular basis throughout the session when an issue comes up that requires study and research and documentation and things like that, like our poaching laws. We engage. We've been working on the Poaching Restitution Act since last August. And here we are in the last 2 weeks of the session on Monday, and, you know, we don't have a resolution to our bills. We will, one way or the other. You know, both the House and Senate have passed the bills. The Senate watered down our poaching bill a little bit, but we're confident that we'll be able to prevail. And if we don't, well, there's no guarantees in Annapolis. So we're there. We're engaged. The Sunday hunting proposal that was out there, which was called Senate Bill 1061, which would have limited, which would have certainly opened up, had it passed or advanced, would have opened up Sunday hunting to all counties in Maryland, Howard County, Prince George's County, Baltimore County. Of course, it would have been opposed by those delegations. That bill died in the Senate Rules Committee this past week. And that bill would have repealed every Sunday hunting law on the books, and that may be some in your county, and then replaced it with the regulation process. In other words, they would have turned all the control over to Sunday hunting to the Maryland Department of Natural Resources. There are 25 laws or something like that that have advanced Sunday hunting since the beginning in 2003. So, you know, that was a good thing that particular legislation died in the Senate Rules Committee. Kudos to them. Kudos to them. What it would have further done would not only have given the control of all Sunday hunting to the Department of Natural Resources, but it would have restricted every muzzleloader Sunday that's in existence right now and in the future, and every Sunday hunting date for firearm season to end at 10:30 in the morning. An awful, awful bill. Thank God it's gone. So there we are with that. And there are others. Local laws in that have been proposed, you know, safety zone laws for archery hunting and other Sunday hunting bills, Sunday hunting for on private land for turkeys in Carroll County. There was a bill that I talked to you about that was solved by regulation, which was the bear and turkey safety zone around, you know, deer bait that would keep people from being arrested and give opportunities for people to hunt, you know, other portions of the farm or property or whatever. If there was deer bait there, there's allegedly some kind of, and it's regulation, so we don't know what it's going to be yet. There's an area of a safety zone around the deer bait to protect turkey and bear hunters from being charged with baiting. And other things that can be solved by regulation that don't need to be doubled up with legislation. You don't do it either both ways. You do it one or the other. Either, you know, the Department of Natural Resources sets the regulations, and they're approved by the general public and the stakeholders, or, you know, the local delegation puts in a bill to make it a law. So very, very different kind of process, but, you know, that's just the way it is, and that's where we have our area of expertise. And the folks recognize that in what we do in Annapolis and understand that we only have the best interest of hunters statewide in mind are coming to our event to support what we do. So in that event, again, we have all these games and raffles and things like that. That's all to, you know, to raise funds to support what we do in Annapolis. We have a contract with our advocate, and we do some certain, we do marketing and things like that. So, you know, when we get back from the break, I think what I'll do is tell you a little bit about what's going on today that you can get in on, even though you may not be able to attend today's event. And if you are attending, we look forward to seeing you. Make sure you say hi to me. I'll be the guy in the microphone. I've got another hour and a half here and then another 4 hours behind the microphone. Last year, my goodness, last year, I was not feeling well going into the event. At the end, I lost my voice. That was on a Saturday. I didn't get out of bed till Tuesday the following week. I just came down with bronchitis and just crashed for a couple of days. This year, I'm in a far better place. For a number of reasons, and I feel good, and everything is far more organized than it was. I feel comfortable going into our event today. I feel that, you know, we're gonna be able to move things along smoothly. Not that they didn't go smoothly last year, but it was a Herculean effort. But this year, it's still been a Herculean effort, but we started a little earlier and we got a little more organized, and yeah, that's named after Hercules, yeah, correct. In other words, it was a heavy lift. So, but let me tell you about our buddies down at Clyde Sports Shop, and they've been very helpful in the coalition. They've ordered a couple of firearms for us, and they actually donated a nice Henry 22 to the event. So, you know, somebody will be walking home with that today. Well, maybe driving home. So, and FFL dealer in Westminster is Brownstone Trading Company. We want to say thank you to them as well. So we've got Clyde Sports Shop ready to rock sale. Last 2 days, today and tomorrow, through tomorrow, Sunday, March 27th, Easter, that sale will end tomorrow at closing time. All your rockfish, trolling baits, and lures are on sale. There is a pen reel special. It's a new pen reel called the Warfare. It's a 30-weight level wind, and that's just $89.95. What a great deal on that. They've got all the trolling combos on special, starting at $89.95. Now, that one's a pen 309 and a Shakespeare rod, 6-foot rod with a roller tip and line. But the most popular trolling combo is an Andy rod. It's a 20 to 50-pound rod with trolling line and a pen 330 GT2. Now that's, you know, that's a step up, and of course it's a little bit more, but it's still a great deal at $139.95. All the Shakespeare rods, all the Fluger rods and reels are on sale. The Ugly Stick rods are on sale, and you can save on premium monofilament. If you got nothing else to do, strip that line, old line off your reels, take them into Clyde's, and they will fill your reels with premium monofilament from just 1 cent per yard. It's all half price, so if it's normally 2 cents, you're going to get it for a penny. If it's 4 cents, you're going to get it for 2 cents. If it's 8 cents, you're going to get it for 4 cents. I think that's pretty well sums it up. So don't forget, the Ready to Rock sale at Clyde Sports Shop. Their phone number is 242-6108. That's 410-242-6108. The 24-hour fishing hotline is 247-FISH, 410-247-3474. And why don't you stop by this weekend if you're not doing anything else and enjoy the sale. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. You know, Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools and your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your trucks. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Catonsville Linex, located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
People pouring over our borders, wave after wave after wave of people who do not share our cultural beliefs, our beliefs about government, who do not seek to become American citizens.
Mark Levin, weeknights at 7, Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Hey, my theme song.
There's a man who leads a life of danger.
That's me, baby.
To everyone he meets, he stays a stranger.
That's right, keep it stealthy.
Every move he makes, another chance he takes. Odds are he won't live to see tomorrow. Secret agent man, secret agent man.
Actually,
you
have a theme from Thunderball, John Connery, 007 movie. That's my theme song. It's been my theme song since I was a kid.
Beware of pretty faces
that Patrick
McGeehan,
the secret agent man, wasn't he? I think so. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We look forward to hearing from you. Are you coming to our event today? If you are, I'd like to hear from you. We'll have a chat about that. We've got two sick a deer trips. One is an archery trip for 3 days with T.J. Jenkins and Money Marsh Outfitters. The other one's on private property, a one-day hunt with overnight lodging for bow, rifle, or firearms, or muzzleloader. We've got, as I mentioned, two South African safaris. We've got a dove hunt for four in Argentina. We've got a fishing trip out of Solomon's for up to 10 anglers. We've got... what else do we got? Oh, we've got a goose hunt in Calvert County. We've got a Canada goose or snow goose hunt on the upper shore. We've got a four-man goose hunt with Sean Mann on the midshore. We've got a redneck blind, a soft-sided redneck blind. And we heard from the distributor yesterday. I'm not sure if that blind is going to be with him today, but that would be cool. I told you I'd let you in on a little inside baseball. Frederick Equipment, Gaithersburg Equipment, and Westminster Equipment is your local Kubota dealer. And the Westminster store is located right there, 140, going up the hill on the left-hand side, going towards Westminster on 140. You'll see all the orange Kubota tractors and things like that. Well, Kubota makes and has been making for a long time a line of RTVs, these little work vehicles, these farm vehicles, side-by-side with a little dump bed and that type of four-wheel drive. They make both gas and diesel. And we have agreed to them, with them, particularly the folks in Frederick who I deal with most often, to purchase one of these RTVs from the Hunting Coalition. They're working out a very, very nice arrangement with us. And we will be raffling that off. Now, we're going to give that away in September, so we've got plenty of time on that. And sometime over the weekend, we'll put the thing on the website. But it's going to be a very easy way to support the coalition. The tickets to potentially win that ATV or RTV, excuse me, is are going to be $20 or 3 for $50, and you can purchase, of course, as many as you want. But that'll be going up on the website here shortly. We got to get with our web guy today and get that done. So, you know, the tickets are going to be available at the benefit today, and there'll be the RTV is going to be a camo, and it's going to have a beautiful pop out, you know, hydraulically operated windshield that pops, you know, out of your way. And if you want to run around in the summer with the windshield up, you can do that. It's got a beautiful roof on it. It's got a back screen to guard, you know, anything that you're hauling in the back from coming in and hitting you on the head. It's a beautiful, beautiful little unit, four-wheel drive, gas-operated, and, you know, the little bed on the back. So it's going to be really nice. It's an RTV 500, and I can't remember what the letters are at the end, but it means it's camo. So that's one announcement that we're going to make today, and we'll make it here first and break the news here first. So anybody that's coming up and listening, you're going to see that thing, and you're going to be able to buy tickets on it to perhaps win it. And the ticket sales are limited, so, you know, we're looking forward to that. The other thing we're doing, and this is already on the website, you can download the flyer, you can see the you know, the how to get involved, is a 50 person, 50 gun, 50 man, whatever you want to call it, we've dove hunt coming up on September 17th, and that's on the Upper Eastern Shore. The Upper Bay Gun Club has allowed us to use their farms on that date. And so, you know, the location has been provided by the Upper Bay Gun Club. The Upper Bay Gun Club is a membership organization with about 18 farms on the Upper Shore. And you once you join, you have access to all those farms. It's very reasonable. The head guy is Tom Slavin, and Tom will be at our event today. And they've given us these farms to use on September 17th. What we'll do is we'll gather at a central location. Maryland Hunting Coalition will provide a good lunch for everybody. And then we'll, you know, have some camaraderie at noon. We'll spread out to the farms, you know, in, I don't know, maybe 10-man teams, 12-man teams, something like that. And we'll shoot till 6 o'clock or till we get our limit. So that's going to be a hoot and a half. So if you're interested in that, on a dove hunt over sunflowers on the Upper Eastern Shore, there you go. Hit the Maryland Hunting Coalition website, and you can sign up even today if you'd like to do so. So it's limited to 50 people, 50 shooters, you know, so that's how that's going to work. So, and that ticket is $150, which is just a standard fee for a dove hunt on the Eastern Shore. During, you know, with anybody during the dove season, early dove season. So hold on a minute. Got to cough and clear my throat. All right. We're back. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. How about giving us a call here and talk about whatever you want to talk about? We got rockfish season opening up here in a couple weeks. We've got that going on. We've got the little bass controversy that took place. And now we have an issue with the commercial sale of catfish here in Maryland. Regulations were passed that has basically killed the catfish market here in Maryland. I just heard this the other day. Of course, been involved in getting this dinner and benefit taken care of, but it does not look good for commercial watermen in Maryland who focus on blue catfish and flathead catfish for the market. There's an organization called the Catfish Cartel, and these are catfish farmers from southern states who raise channel catfish for the table. And they've managed to push through some type of regulation that that curtails the wild catfish fishery nationwide. When we get more details, we'll let you know on that. We talked to Bass Federation Nation last week after the show, and they were having a meeting with the Department of Natural Resources, Fishery Service. On this bass restriction on these tournaments that only allow one fish in the live well to be brought to the dock during certain times for certain individuals involved in tournaments. Haven't heard back from them. So I know some of those folks are listening. I don't know what the results of the meeting were, if there's been a resolution or not, but we'll have one of those guys on here in the future to talk about that. I mean, these things take time to work out. Apparently it didn't take a lot of time to put the hammer down on these guys, but it's going to take a fair amount of time to get the resolution to that issue taken care of. The way it was explained to me, that the bass fishery has been declining on the Potomac River for a variety of reasons. And these regulations were put in effect to protect the Maryland part of the Potomac River. However, the feeling was that if they restrict the tournaments on the Potomac, that the tournament anglers would then head to the upper part of the bay, the Susquehanna Flats and the tributaries, and put more pressure on the fish up there. So it was a widespread. I can't comment on the science about it. I can't comment on anything like that because I don't have enough information. But it's a big dilemma. It's a big hit to tournament fishery here in Maryland. Bass tournament fishery, whatever. John, good morning. How are you?
Hello.
John, how are you? Yeah.
Hey, pretty good. How are you today, buddy?
I'm good. What's up?
I'm looking forward to seeing the day up to dinner.
Good, you me too.
Well, I ordered a couple of tickets. I have the receipt and what have you. I just assumed they'd be, I get them in the mail. But
no, you get them at the door. Yeah.
That's what I assumed.
Yep, everybody who's coming gets their tickets at the door. There'll be an envelope there with your name on it. And you just go to the prepaid line, and somebody will hand you an envelope with your dinner tickets. If you pre-ordered any raffle tickets on the early bird special, that'll be in there, and you'll have a bidder number in there too. So, we're looking forward to making it a little smoother, streamlined process. How'd you hear about the benefit, John? I'm just curious. Me?
How did I hear about it?
Yeah, me or Facebook or how?
I've been listening to you for years.
Well, there you
go.
Every
time I get a chance.
That's good. That's good.
So yeah. It's my son and I are coming up. We'll be the ones smiling when you present us with the rifle or the fishing trip or whatever.
I got you. Okay, good. That's good. That's good. We're going to have fun, man. I mean, we've got a lot of stuff we want to give away, door prizes and raffle items and auction items and things like that. We're going to have a lot of fun with this, and we're going to make it easy for everybody to participate. So, we look forward to seeing everybody up there. So,
yeah, well, I was impressed with the way you had the order system there on the internet. That certainly made it painless.
Yep. Yeah. So, I guess we need to tweak that a little bit too and say tickets will be available at the door. You learn. It's a learning curve with running these organizations and that type of thing. So,
there's always something,
but
everybody's going to be happy. Everybody will have a good time.
I hope 300 and some people have a good time. And here's the deal. If anybody has any issues, there's a couple levels. You know, if you have an issue with a raffle or a game or something like that, we've got people that are handling that. That's the first line of defense. I'm the ultimate second line of defense in the decision-making process. And, you know, I'm a pretty accommodating guy, you know, so.
I've always found you to be so.
I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that. So, all right. Well, we look forward to seeing you. Make sure you step up and introduce yourself, will you?
Will do. We've met several times over the years.
I'm sure we have.
Shows, but you know, you meet 1,000 people every time you do that.
You do. Let me, if you got a minute, let me tell you about my day on Thursday.
Okay. Sure.
So we're getting ready for this event. I think everything's in place. Well, we've got a donation of a firearm. We got a nice gun from Chesapeake Outdoors, a nice, nice firearm, and we'll tell the folks more about that when we get to the event. But it's you know, a nice one. So here I am. I've got the show program to get together and get printed, 350 copies of it, whatever, by Saturday. So I work with my design guy, and I'm working on the program, getting it all together. We got it all together by about 10:30 in the morning. I shoot out the door. I go to pick up the tickets for the RTV in Edgewater on Mayo Road at Litho Printing. Dave's a good guy, and he helped us out a lot. Dave McMullen owns Litho Printing down there, so if anybody needs any work done in Anne Arundel County, there's the spot. Turned those tickets around very quickly for us, and we're very happy with them. So went from Baltimore County to Edgewater to Ken Island at Chesapeake Outdoors, who very, very generous. Turned around, came back to the house in Baltimore County, went to Westminster to check on the venue. But before I went there, I stopped in Finksburg and talked with Bow Hunters, the folks at Bow Hunters Den, had some business to conduct there. Up the road to Westminster, go to the venue, check the venue, make sure the tables are the way we like them and that type of thing. Made a few suggestions here and there. Spent about an hour there. Went over to Brownstone Trading, who's our FFL dealer. Checked on a couple firearms. Checked in with them. I delivered the firearm, you know, to them from Chesapeake Outdoors because they're the ones that are going to handle all the paperwork. Turned around from Westminster, drove to down through Mount Airy and up over to Damascus, and I'm on Kempton Church Road going to pick up another donation in Damascus, and I hit a deer.
I'll be darned.
I hit a deer. Now, this deer came off the right side of the road. I saw her coming. I'm on the phone with the donor at the time. The guy's donating some Silhouette decoys, and you'll see him up there. Yes, I'm on the phone with him, and I thumped, hit this deer, and I just hit a deer. I got to go. You know, the deer rolls over to the side of the road down in the ditch, and I feel bad for the deer, you know, but I stopped right in the middle of the road. There's nobody coming. I backed up. No deer to be found. Walk around the front of the truck. No damage. None. I hit that deer right on my license plate bracket with my license plate right over that front tow hook. And I guess I just hit it with the frame more than anything, and didn't dent the bumper. There were a few deer hairs on the license plate, but that was it. Backed up, the deer was gone. I hope she's fine. I don't know. It was a flash. It was a flash, a thump, and a flash, you know. And went on to pick up my my donation from the folks down at the Secret Lair down in Damascus, and turn around and came home. I got home about 9 o'clock and finally done, you know.
Well,
but it was quite a day on Thursday, but that, you know, that was not an unusual day. That was a pretty typical, and I'm not bragging or complaining, either one. It's just what I do. But it was an event. It was an eventful day, you know.
I think you need a hobby because you're not busy enough.
You know, I'm thinking about crochet, but you but you can't do it when you're driving.
That's right.
So, you know,
Okay, I'll stop by and see you.
All right, buddy. Thanks. See ya.
Hey,
bye bye,
man. I appreciate
all right,
it. John. Appreciate everything you do.
You bye-bye. Got it, man. Thanks. Bye bye. Yeah, it was a very, very interesting day of Thursday. So, but good news is we got our programs printed, got our donations in place, we got our gun to the FFL guy. You know, it's great, and all those everything that we get donated or people are willing to sell us at cost or a good price or work with us on it. You know, it's very nice. I'll tell you something that's going to show up today that you've not seen anywhere other than Maryland, and you can see it at our event. And that, and I'll talk about it here a little bit. You can Google it yourself. It's called Gearhead, G-E-A-R, gear, like a gear in a machine, head, Gearhead Archery. It's a completely new concept in compound bows, a completely new process in compound bows. The handle is like a pistol grip in the center of the bow, not a riser with limbs attached to it. The handle comes off of the limbs. Therefore, the limbs can be shortened, and these bows come in 18 inches tip to tip, 20 inches and 24 inches tip to tip. And if you go to Gearhead Archery, you'll see a couple videos of the performance of these bows. They're not inexpensive. They're $1,600 bows, depending on whether you get the aluminum or the carbon or the titanium or whatever it is. But you go and check out Gearhead Archery. We've got one of those bows, and we're giving it to somebody today. We're working with Jefferson Archery in Frederick on that. So, you know, we're looking forward to seeing Chip and Karen from Jefferson Archery at our event. So, you know, a lot of folks have contributed to this. We've got a lot of folks out there that we want to give credit to, and we'll give credit as we go along as we think of certain things. Benelli, the folks at Benelli were great. We've got a Benelli Montefeltro in 12-gauge, a beautiful walnut and blue steel finish gun that we're giving away today. Folks at Delta Waterfowl have been spectacular. They were able to come up with a Madison Mitchell 1958 signed black duck cork decoy that we're going to have on the live auction. Now, that's a rare one. That's something that's highly collectible. Madison Mitchell from Havre de Grace, one of the most collectible decoy carvers in the country, and we've got one of his decoys. We've got another Benelli Montefeltro, this one in 20-gauge, one of 250 guns that was built for Delta Waterfowl. Delta Waterfowl will be there, and they will be represented there with this Benelli that we're also giving away. Time for me to take another break. And here is Brian Farlow with those messages.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, Alan Ellis here for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. You know Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one, and they carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and Paint Match. You know what? Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did, the Linex Bedliner, and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex at Glen Burnie is located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Of course, call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, located 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, drive home with me, Sean Hannity, Monday through Friday from 3 to 6, here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
On the bank of the river stood running bare, young Indian brave. On the other side of the river stood his lovely Indian maid. Little white dove was of her name, such a lovely sight to see. But their tribes fought with each other, so their love could never be. Running Bear, love little white dove, with a love big as the sky. Running Bear, love little white dove, with a love that couldn't die. He couldn't swim the raging river, 'cause the river was too wide. He couldn't reach little white dove waiting on the other side. In the moonlight he could see her throwing kisses across the waves. Her little heart was beating faster.
Are you done with that yet?
Waiting there for her brave running bear.
All right. What are you bored in there? We need a phone call or something? 410-WCBM 680. 410-Jerry. Yeah, no, we're not going to do that. 410-WCBM 680. 410-922-6680. Let's have another phone call here soon, and we'll get out of this hour on a high note. I hope. Somebody give me a call. Oh, good grief. Yeah, our buddy Tim Hafer out at Hafer's Gunsmithing donated a beautiful, out in Hagerstown, donated a beautiful Vortec, which is a Traditions muzzleloader. It's got a 30-inch barrel. It's an ultralight configuration, Cerakote barrel, synthetic stock. Really, really nice. Really nice gun. And we're looking forward to seeing that. Folks at Mayberry Game Protective Association in Carroll County is going to be showing up to with a table and some guys there. White Marsh Arms over there, and well, Continental Arms, the parent company of White Marsh Arms in Timonium, donated a beautiful, beautiful Tika T3 Forest firearm in 7mm mag, and we put a 3-9 Burris scope on it. That's going to be our last man standing raffle. And what that means is we have bidder sheets out for the last man standing, and you bid for a number. You bid to win the number. And what you win is a chance, a 1 of 10, to win that firearm. And then we call it a last man standing. We continue to draw numbers until there's only one number left in the bucket. And that person is the winner. That person wins the rifle, walks away with it. So you have an opportunity to buy back in for $25 or $20 and, extend your odds, extend your chances of having your ticket left in the bucket. So it works out very well. So, we're speaking to our governor, at our Blazing Camo Day rally, and we had been in touch with him
early in his administration, right after he won the governorship, about joining the governor's legislative, well, the governor's caucus that is run through the Congressional Sportsman's Foundation. And he showed up at Blazing Camo Day, was there for about 15 minutes, and we asked him about that, and we also asked his right-hand person about that, and said, you know, wouldn't it be great? Go fill the paperwork out, give it to us back here on our Blazing Camo Day, and we'll get it done, you know, and we can make that announcement. Well, it went till last week, but the governor finally joined the governor's caucus. 34 governors in the country have joined the governor's caucus, sportsman's caucus, governor's sportsman's caucus, I think it's called. And we were pleased to be a part of that. The Maryland Hunting Coalition was pleased to be a part of that, to get the governor to join that national organization that looks out for anglers and hunters across the country. So that was pretty good. If you're following our Facebook page, you'll see that on there. You'll see the 1061, Senate Bill 1061 died in the Rules Committee and that type of thing. Both of those seem to be pretty popular on social media, so we were glad to put that out there. So I'm just flipping through the Maryland Hunting Quarterly magazine, and I'm looking at all the folks who helped us, and you know, just about all of them. Glory Days, all the Glory Days restaurants, the one in Eldersburg. We're having a Glory's Day drawing. You'll be able to get a logo glass with tickets and an appetizer card in there for free appetizer. And when the winner is drawn, they will win a 55-quart igloo cooler. And they will also win a barbecue, catered barbecue for 10 people at your home, catered by Glory Days. So that is quite a prize. The cooler in itself is a prize. It's a beautiful item to win. But when you get a barbecue for 10 and a free logo glass and a free coupon for an appetizer at Glory Days, that makes it all the better. That's worth the price of admission right there. So that's going to be a nice drawing. Fountain Green Farm and Building Supply. Chad Farace is the owner, is one of our directors in the Maryland Hunting Coalition. He's got his own brand of apple cracker, deer feed and blocks, and he'll be donating some bags of apple cracker and some blocks, and he works very closely with the folks at Imperial Whitetail, and Imperial Whitetail will have some supplements and some seed and some things there. Johnny Baresi out at Precision Taxidermy, a nice duck mount from Johnny Baresi. Johnny's got my wood duck I shot earlier in the year, he's mounting for me. Brian Jones over at Trophy Care in Dundalk is donating a duck mount, and Brian has done a number of ducks for me, as has Don Travis in Chestertown. Don has done some beautiful ducks for me, including my first canvasback, so he's donating a duck mount. Jason Poole at Poole's Taxidermy is donating a shoulder mount. Our featured taxidermist is Jason Carter at Carter's Taxidermy in Imesville. And Jason is going to bring some deer heads to decorate the building a little bit for a little decor. And he's also donating a deer shoulder mount that we'll probably auction off, or, you know, maybe do a card raffle or something like that. I'm not sure how we're going to do that, but you know, people are gonna go home with some pretty spectacular stuff. There's a $2,000 taxidermy credit on a life size mount, North American game or African game, donated by Creative Concepts down in where are they, Laurel or Savage or right down that way, Jessup, I guess. John George has donated a $2,000 taxidermy credit. So, you know, all this is spectacular. Ronnie Hall from down in Edgewater area is also donating a trophy a deer shoulder mount. And Ronnie's a great taxidermist. He's won two world championships a couple of years ago. We featured him in the in the Hunting Quarterly. So, you know, a lot of good stuff coming up. A lot of good stuff. I just got a text this morning as I was going on the air from Greg Ghost Calls. And Gene Hyatt with Central Maryland Chapter of the National Wild Turkey Federation, he created a beautiful zebra wood call and striker for us for the event. So, you know, love the handcrafted stuff. Love it. So beautiful. For those who are in reloading, Phil Norman, who runs the Howard County Deer Program, donated a Hornady 366 progressive reloader for shotgun shells. And that was, it wears the Hornady label, but it was actually a, can't remember the name of it. Doesn't matter. It was a relabeled reloader that is, it's very, very, very nicely done. It's all machine metal, and I can't remember who they bought out. Hornady bought out a reloading company a couple of years ago, and this is one of the original frames on that. So, you know, we've got a reloader. I mean, all kinds of stuff. All kinds of cool stuff at this event. And, you know, a bunch of little stuff for, you know, turkey calls and broadheads. Deer Creek Archery donated probably 10 packs of broadheads. You know, that's a significant amount. That's really nice. And a couple turkey things. So, you know, these are the kind of things that if, you know, as you hear about it next year, you know, maybe we'll have to have a bigger venue or figure something out. So, but, you know, we're sold out, like I said, and we hope that, you know, those of you listening will be inspired to look at all the stuff that we've got, take chances, and, you know, that type of thing. So anyway, and we are the music at the end of the hour. So that's good. I've been yakking all day. Need some phone calls in the next hour, so get ready to call in. That number is 410-922-6680, 1-800-922-6680. And that's how you reach us if you are calling on a landline and you're outside the Baltimore local dialing area. That's 800-WCBM-680. So anyway, folks, I'll be back after the news. Get out, stay safe.